And we are live!
Hey! So, I am Picasso from Kiwi and Picasso, and
I'm
that
Kiwi
is Kiwi!
From this goddamn show!
That's right. He is Kiwi. That is true. He is a fruit, not a vegetable.
Yes. You're a dumb dead painter!
I'm not dumb, nor am I a painter. I have both my ears.
All right, so what's the topics for today? Pick asshole.
Well,
I pick your
well, we have
asshole.
So many possible topics, but what we're going to talk about today, one of the ones that you actually wanted to hear about, but you wanted to wait for me to tell you about it during this podcast, is my dream that I had last night, because it was a really weird dream. Are you ready to hear about my dream?
As if we have a choice, go ahead.
Well, my dream. It was weird. The only thing I really remember about it, well, first of all, I believe at one point we were recording this podcast, and that just shows that these moments are just, like, my real life and my dream life are combining. They're becoming a hybrid. It's strange. So what's even stranger is that during this dream, I was under the paranoia that if I were to, I don't know what I was saying, but I think I was saying something along the lines of, I want to kill that person. But I didn't want to say that. And so I was just like, it was something along the lines of, they're going to find a hole in their head soon. like that was any better, you know, so. I was just curious if that actually happened, because I was like, wait a minute, did that really happen? Because, you know, we recorded the podcast yesterday, too. Which, by the way, guys, don't get used to this being a normal thing. We don't want to spoil you guys. Or torture you guys. Or give you guys some fatigue, you know, kind of like Avengers, because there's so many Avengers, right? So,
yeah, fatigue already.
Right. So, anyway, another good thing that we could talk about today is the rest of the dream. So anyway, and the rest of the dream, it was weird because I had married somebody. I don't remember who it was, but I fucking married them. And I just remember thinking, like, wow, I've barely known this person for very much time at all, and I'm already marrying them. It's strange. And so really in the dream, I think I woke up from the dream, like, still in a dream, but like, you know how you wake up and you're still in a dream?
Yes.
Like an episode of Phil the Future with the leprechaun?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't watch the goddamn show.
What? Jeez, it's from like, you know, like 2005, and I thought you might have watched it during that time. Anyway, I woke up and I messaged somebody. I'm like, hey, did that really happen? Like, did I really, like, marry somebody? Like, did they marry you or something like that? I don't know. And the person was like, yeah, it really happened. And I was like, no! Well, in my head, I was pretty accepting of it. I was like, okay, I guess. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy because I was like, I feel like an adult now. And I'm like, ah, man, that means that if I, like, ever divorce this person, then I'm going to be, like, you know, divorced.
Of course.
Yeah, so I was kind of shocked that happened. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I'm not old enough for this. This is weird. So I just, from saying this, it sounds as if it's just like fears of growing up, you know, like fears of being older and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so tell about that dream that you had whenever the old businessman called you and was like, hello, I'm over here, you know.
Oh, you want me to tell you that dream?
Yes, tell me all about that. I would love to hear about that again.
Okay, in fact, I'll tell you the dream I had recently. So I'll tell you about the office dream. I was working in an office, in a cubicle, like the office. Yeah, funny stuff already. Calm down, Chuckles. So, I'm working in an office, working in a cubicle, And it's almost like a lucid dream, like I'm questioning my reality, like, what am I doing here? Am I supposed to be working today? And the floor is really weird. Like, you know that scene in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas where Hunter S. Thompson is tripping on the acid and he's in the lobby and he's looking at the carpet? It was kind of like that, but it wasn't moving, but it looked similar. And I was like, oh, this is really weird. And then I get a phone call. The phone in my office starts ringing. I pick it up. And before I say anything, this rich southern guy, he sounds like he owns a ranch or two, he's like, hello, hello, I'm over here. And I'm like, what? And that's pretty much all I remember from the dream.
It could have been me, because, you know, southern.
Yep, great southern land. And I tell you the dream I had recently, like a few nights ago, and I can still remember it because it was that weird. I was in a sort of asylum. It was sort of like a prison, but for mentally ill people. And I escaped from it somehow with some inmates. Now that we're outside in the sunlight, I see they look like the Three Stooges.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, the warden, who looks like some Indian or Hispanic lady, probably Indian because we don't have too many Hispanic people here in Kiwiland. And she's got these thugs with her, and I want them found. So we have to like jump over some brick walls and hide in some bushes. We're on top of this big hill, which is actually like a mountain made of grass and dirt. And I have to hop over hills to escape from these thugs. And one hill I climb up is actually a cliff on the other side, and I'm hanging on the edge. And I'm like, oh shit, what do? How do I escape? Then I think, hey, wait a minute, I got an idea. I slide down this cliff. No, I don't. I fall down this cliff really close to the face of the cliff. And at the last second before I hit the ground, I just jump off the hill. And I should be alive. But I end up waking up before I can do that. And that's my dream.
Wow. So, in the future, do you ever want to have your dreams accomplished?
Not that dream.
What about the other dream?
Yeah, sure.
So, you said cubicle. So, does that mean...
It's square shape, yes.
So, are you referring to those things that are on your fingernails?
No, that's cuticle.
Oh. Well, now you tell me.
Your girlfriend's cuticle.
Your mama.
Yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, if that's all you gotta say, then okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Say that. Do that right now. Say it. Say it.
Say what? Say what? I did say what? You said say it, and I said it.
No, you have to say, yeah, okay.
I'm not saying that.
Ah, why?
I don't get paid enough to say that.
But you say it all the time. You don't get paid at all.
Yeah, I get paid by the word that I say in this podcast. Which is why I tend to go on long runs.
Okay, so... It doesn't really work in Burger King, guys.
No, okay.
Okay, so one question. What do you think about Indian people holding hands?
Docile feather.
Dot.
Which one's that again?
It's from India.
Oh, from the country India. Okay. Well, are you referring to, like, couples or just random people or good friends or something?
Friends.
Friends holding hands. Well, like, I guess it's all right if they're, like, ladies. Like, that's a double standard, I'm sure. What about guys? Well, what about guys? I don't care. That's their culture of being gay.
So if we were in, India... You would go with the customs and hold my hand, even though I would tell you not to, because that's weird.
Nope. I wouldn't obey that Rurik custom. Is best.
I would not obey that custom either, but I mean, knowing you, you'd probably, you know, be like, hey, it's a tradition here, you gotta do that. I'd be like, oh, no, that's bad.
Nope.
That's not bad, exactly. It's just not me. It's not my thing.
And it's a tradition in Detroit to die!
So I saw today that that transgender is actually now not categorized anymore. Like, it was changed from being a disorder to not being a disorder.
Well, gender dysphoria is a disorder.
Not anymore, actually. Reported by the BBC.
Like, I trust the BBC.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, regardless of whether or not it actually is, it's not classified as one anymore.
I don't know. This could be a sort of slippery slope. Now that this has been, like, no longer recognized as mental illness, maybe other things won't as well. They'll normalize other things, and I'm not saying that they will. I'm saying that it could happen. Could happen. I mean, you're already seeing the, like, LGBTQHIV+ community already advocating for legalization of bestiality, legalization of pedophilia. Not all of them. No, not all of them. Extreme fringe people. Some of them may be saying it in jest, like, hey, gay people, why not pedos as well? Support everyone, love everyone. And it's like, where do you draw the line?
Between states.
States of matter?
state of personality? I don't know. Yes.
Yes. You're giving me a lot to think about.
I'm pretty generous, so.
But I'm glad I'm glad that your sexual preference is no longer categorized as a mental illness.
Well, that's not mine at all. It's actually yours and yours. Your family's and your mama's and your daddy's.
Your whole family is transgender.
Yours.
Whenever I go to visit them, I always have to use the Zua pronoun. You made a lovely dinner, Zua.
Zur. Isn't he the leader of Omicron Persei 8?
yeah, from Futurama. Reminds me of that Fortnite video I did. Darren doesn't know if Kwanzaa's real or not. Yeah, Futurama made it up.
Well, I still don't know. Is it real?
It's real. Alright. Darren doesn't know if Kwanzaa's real part 2.
I wasn't sure because it doesn't seem like a thing that'd be real. Like what is it, like, black people celebrating being black or something?
Yeah, they're black supremacists. In fact, time to segue into another controversial topic. Why is it that white supremacists are called right-wing, but black supremacists are called left-wing? I mean, they're both the same thing, racial discrimination, hatred based on skin color. But one's right-wing, one's left-wing.
Because left-wing people are looking for change, the same as the Black Panthers. And right-wing people are the ones that don't like change, which means no laws to be passed, which are what the Black Panthers want. They want laws to be passed. And white supremacists want everything to stay the same for the most part. I mean, I guess they do want some things to revert back, actually. So the opposite. They want change for the worse. But, continue.
Yep. I don't like this whole dichotomous bullshit. Left wing, right wing. No nuance at all.
Dichotomous. Doesn't dichotomous come from the word dichotomy, which refers to speech?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Doesn't the word dichotomous come from the word speech?
Probably.
Oh.
What am I, a linguist? Linguist, whatever.
Linguist.
Kind of linguist, that's me.
That's actually what your mother is, because she suffers from gender dysphoria.
Nope, dichotomy comes from Greek diko, meaning in two parts.
See, I'm not a scientist, so I wouldn't know that.
I don't want to talk to a scientist, your motherfucker's lying and getting your mama pissed.
Yeah. Fucking rainbows. After it rains, there's enough miracles here to blow your brains. And your mama.
Nope.
And your daddy.
Your mama it's got banged because... by juggalos. Your mother's down with the clowns.
Your mother's down with the sickness.
Nope.
Sickness is AIDS.
Yours. It runs yours. In the family.
Nobody runs in your family.
Your mother, your family runs from the cops because they're all black.
Your family runs from the cops because they're Jews and they live in 1945.
Nope, yours.
Half. Yours.
I thought I was supposed to be the offensive one, and you're the straight man, but you're more offensive than me.
I mean, I'm always straight, so.
Nope.
I mean, as we all know, I'm straighter than you.
You are the offensive gay man.
That's not true.
Always true.
Incorrect, actually. Actually.
Actually, you are wrong, and I'm right.
Wrong, 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 wrong. You're still wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're still wrong. Okay.
That's
so,
a funny way of saying that you're wrong.
It's not, actually. It's a very, very comedic way of saying you are the wrong one, but... So you believe that the Indians should be able to hold hands, but you would definitely, what's the word? You would disrespect them by telling them no, that you personally will not hold their hand.
The hell are you on about?
You are purposefully disrespecting their culture.
Nope. You. I said I don't give a shit.
No, but if they tried to hold your hand, you'd be like, hey, no, no.
Yeah, I would totally do that. This hand is reserved for your mama's hand only.
Then they would say, okay, some background. I was going to say backstory, but some background on this. We have a friend that, well, he's not really a friend, he's just this Indian boy that really wants to learn how to speak English.
And we taught him, all right.
We taught him how to say the best words in the English language. You and yours. So, this boy, his name is Gurpreet. He claims to be 22. But whether or not that's true, that's up for debate. I really don't know. Because he doesn't sound like he's 22, first of all. Second of all, he doesn't speak English, right? My thing, 22 actually means 12. So, you can never really tell nowadays, but this boy, he doesn't know very much English. So one time I asked him, I said, who's your favorite comedian, Gurpreet? His name's Gurpreet, by the way. I say, who's your favorite comedian, Gurpreet? And he responds with, Alaska. He says, Alaska. And I say, well, you know, like Adam Sandler or Chris Farley, you know, any of those people. And Matt's probably thinking, like, ugh, why did you name off all the trash? But, yeah, so he says Alaska out of all things. I'm like, no, not state. Comedian. And I'm pretty sure he said Alaska again or something like that. And so that was just the most shocking thing because what a fucking idiot.
Hey, we didn't teach you to say that. That's all him.
Exactly. Like, that was just him being a dummy. I don't know. I don't know if he was aware that he was saying that, but anyway, we brought that up to him again last night for the first time in a while. I mean, I think we do it every now and then, but like we actually just straight up asked him. We're like, Capri, who's your favorite comedian? And I don't remember what he said. I think it was some sort of gibberish or something. I think yeah. He said Jimmy Fallon at one point. That was kind of cool, I guess. But...
And I was like, who?
I mean, I know Jimmy Fallon. That's what everybody knows. But I think he mispronounced it. But anyway, so he's making a little bit of progress. But Matt taught him only to say you and yours. So he tried so hard. He was just like, he was like, yeah, I saw you going down the street holding hands with some boy. And you were walking down the street with the hand of the, some boy, and your mama was like that too, and I was there with her. I was holding your mama's hand. He didn't really understand that you can't do that. It's just really something really easy. Like, then Matt's like Capri, you're trying too hard. Because we convinced Capri that that Matt is actually an English teacher, which he's obviously not, because he doesn't speak English well enough, you know. He's always saying you and yours, so that shows what limited vocabulary that Matt has. I'm kidding. He actually is very intelligent in the linguistic field. He's actually writing his own novels. He's actually written them, and he needs them published for us, I remember. Have you written your novels, Matt?
Huh?
Damn it!
What happened?
God damn it. Okay, Kiwi. Alright, well, we have a friend named Matt. And Kiwi here is very close to him. So I was just wondering, Kiwi, does our friend Matt have his novels published? You know, Matt Rafalski.
You know, I'll just turn off my PS4. I don't think I say. Oh, never mind. I put it on rest mode.
Oh, you're playing PS4 right now?
No, I'm playing Spyro the Dragon on my computer using my PS4 controller, but my PS4 is still on. Then I've got it plugged in, but for some reason, it stops receiving input from the controller. When I push the PS home button, it turns back on my PS4, and I'm like, oh shit. And because I haven't got it plugged into the monitor, I can't see what it's doing, so I have to pretty much guess how to put it back on rest mode. Now, hopefully I didn't turn it off, but I didn't turn it off, it's back on rest mode.
Oh, you don't have to worry about turning things off, because you're pretty good at that. You turn off your mama all the time, and you turn off everybody else's mama too.
Nope.
Yeah,
what about Matt?
Oh, well, Matt's like our best friend. Yeah, he'll never be on the show because he's too cool.
He's your mama's best friend.
He's your mama.
Nope.
Yep. But anyway, so there was a shooting not that long ago, and it's really giving the left wing people a lot of ammo, basically, for gun control.
So what this That's just controversial topic is what, gun control?
Pretty much. So that's a really big thing, because it was like 12 people killed in a shooting a few days ago. Maybe yesterday, I don't remember. It was in Virginia, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about it. It's Virginia Beach, and the guy got everything legally. Everything he got, legally. I mean, it was all legal. So what do you think about all of that?
Well, I do like the United States, the Second Amendment, the ability to carry guns, own arms and all that, but I'll tell you this, yeah, there are some bad actors, some people that will use those guns for the destruction of other people, but you got to realize, those incidents are rare. Most people use guns to shoot their own goddamn brains out. I'll tell you this, not most of them, but that's a startling statistic that most people take into consideration. They're like, look at all the crime caused by guns, like homicides and all that. Look at all the deaths caused by guns. Like a third of those are by suicide. They don't count those for some reason. But you got to realize, guns can kill people, but guns can protect people. And I'll tell you this, a little bit of a side note, the New Zealand mosque shootings was bad, the guns were acquired illegally, but because people at the second mosque had guns, they were able to keep the shooter away from that mosque, so less people died. That's why I support guns. They are bad, sure, which is why I believe in, you know, background checks and all that. But for the most part, I do support guns, and I don't support gun control.
Hey, but this is just a crazy guy that snapped.
Exactly. So why punish people for having guns? Why punish guns and gun owners? We should give this guy psychiatric attention. It's not a case of guns being the issue, it's mental health.
No, the thing is, nobody knew he was crazy. He would have passed a crazy test fine. It's just, it's kind of like Office Space. Like, everybody thought he was fine, but then one day he comes in and shoots a lot of people. Not only shot people at his office, but, like, he shot a lot of people in Virginia Beach. So.
He shot them at the beach?
They were reporting it saying beach, so I assume they were at a beach.
Now that's interesting. Most shootings take place in buildings where you can't really hide, but at a beach, that's quite interesting.
I mean, I don't know if it, when it was in Virginia Beach, if that's the name of a town or what, but that just, it seems to spark some really good debate, because if that's an actual beach, like, who the fuck takes a gun to the beach?
Yeah. In fact, most beaches don't allow dogs. I don't want to go to a beach when there's a dog.
Well, I guess that's not so bad. Like, definitely don't allow in cats.
Yeah. Interesting. But you didn't tell me where you stand on this issue of gun control.
Oh, you should probably ask me more often.
Well, you asked a question directed at me. I was hoping you would answer it as well.
I wish you would ask me as well.
Oh, ask your questions.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. But first of all, I do believe in gun control, for sure. But only to an extent. Like, I definitely believe in, like, background checks and everything. But, and, like, assault rifles, I don't think people should have those. And, of course, I know people are going to say, hey, but the guy didn't have an assault rifle. He had just a rifle. Well, the thing is, with that, you can put on an attachment. And I'm not sure whether or not those attachments are currently legal or not, because some people say that they are, and some people say that they're not, which that changes a lot, I believe. Because I remember seeing a long time ago that there was on the news, it was like assault rifles would be legal for the first time since the 80s. I was like, oh, snap, that's crazy. Yeah, it's cool and all, but like, what assault rifles are, that's always a question. Like, what is their definition of assault rifle? So what I'm saying here is I believe that like the ARs that people are always defending, those are just, I don't think we should have those. Like, if there is a chance of people dying, like, let's just don't have those. And if you had pistols, I mean, that's fine, I guess. Pistols and shotguns. Like, let's go back to the old West days, you know, having sharp shotguns. That's fine.
You want to take away the shotguns?
No, I said that's fine.
Right.
You literally just put words in my mouth.
I thought you were like getting your mama's mouth.
No.
Yeah. That might be quite interesting. You take that was an episode of South Park. You know, let's take everyone's guns away, then an alien shows up, and they can't defend themselves because they took away the guns.
Well, I didn't say take away all the guns. I'm just saying take away those guns.
Because it seems like it's always an episode of The Simpsons, too. Everyone throws their guns away, and then they need the guns.
I remember that. I love that episode. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, a grizzly bear is going to slaughter those school children. Damn, they took away my assault rifles. I can't protect the kids. Sorry, kids.
But wait, was it that episode? Or was it the one where the dolphins take over?
Dolphins take over is Treehouse of Horror, something, something, something.
Yeah, but is that the one where they lose all the guns?
I think so. Hang on. The Simpsons take away all guns.
Alright, look it up. Did you find it?
Oh, I found the episode where Homer buys a gun.
Cool. I think I remember that. Did you know in Spanish his name is Homero? Like, Homero?
Sounds like breakfast cereal. There's some Homeros.
Kinda. Yeah, like Cheerios, except no cheer, just Homer.
Yep.
It's like you're lacking cheer. It's like you put an O at the end of your name and it's not cheer, then you know you're sad. It's like Happy O's. Like, who creates Happy O's? That just doesn't sound like a cereal. I'd like a bag of, or I'd like a box of Happy O's. I would like a box of Happy O's, please. There's no box of Happy O's here. We ran all out. They were too happy. Everybody bought those because they like happy more than cheer. People would rather be happy than they would to be cheerful.
I don't want Happy O's. I want the Presos.
I want Sad O's. Where are my Sad O's?
Emos. Hey, this box comes with a razor blade.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, it's like the people buying, they'd be like, I would like some Sad O's. And people will say, hey, that's not how you say that in Spanish.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Tristes. Like, soy triste. Or estoy triste. Me siento triste.
Cheese sticks?
No, triste. T-R-I-S-T-E. Triste. Estoy triste. Triste. Yeah, listeners, you guys are going to learn how to see I'm sad in Spanish.
Yeah, who said you don't learn anything on the show?
Yeah. We should put this one under education. I changed our category from news and politics to from news and politics to comedy, I think. So, yeah, I guess it's more suited instead of politics and stuff. I mean, we do talk about it, but I guess our main focus is more comedy. And that's probably why people listen to the podcast, first of all. Because they want to hear comedy instead of, politics.
Yep.
Yeah. That reminds me of The Dark Knight, like, hi. That's funny. I had a friend named Amy. I just saw her not that long ago. And funny story about that, actually, first of all. Got two things. But first of all, I was talking with her, like, for the first time in a while. That's the last time I saw her, by the way.
And, smooth.
Well, I mean, she was Jewish. But,
what happened? You called the Gestapo on her. Yeah, found one.
No, my mom called me on the phone, and I didn't realize that I answered. So I was 40 seconds to a call, and I looked down, and like, and I started panicking. I'm like, oh, like I'm on the phone. I didn't realize it. So I'm trying to act normal, but in my head, I'm just thinking like, oh my God, I'm on the phone. My mom could hear like the last 40 seconds of the conversation, which really was, it wasn't bad or anything. It was just her talking about her school year and stuff.
Never show up here again, boy. I disown you, Picasso.
Well, I mean, I may be Picasso, but I draw blank.
You stretch blanks.
Totally. Your mama does, but that's terrible. That'd totally be a good catchphrase. Like, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know what Kiwis would say. Like, I'm tasting a blank beats me.
No, we would say the same thing you do, but say it smarter.
That's you can't do that.
Rousey accent.
You can't do that, though. That's, you know, Picasso's an artist, and I'm, so that my character kind of being an artist, you know. Whereas with you, you're fruit.
Nope.
Yeah, you're fruit. You have to be like, I'm trying a blank.
I'm throwing a blink.
He's like a cartoon character.
We are cartoon characters.
Gosh, Scoob.
Hey, Picasso, gosh. hello, Mr. Ranger, sir. Gonna have some picnic baskets with my buddy Boo Boo.
That's pretty good.
Howdy. You said it loudly.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I can never do voices. I'm just not a good voice person. I want to be a comedian, but I can't do voices.
All right, Carlos.
I'll never
Mencia.
be the next Robin Williams. It's Carlos Mencia do voices?
Yeah, you're going to be the next Carlos Mencia.
He steals jokes, and then Joe Rogan yells at him.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching the clip.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah.
His real name's Ned.
Yeah, I know. He has a joke about that. He's like, yeah, you guys, my real name's Ned. And whenever I looked it up, I was like, oh, my God, I thought he was lying. I thought it was just the sake of a joke. His name is Ned.
Hadley, hey, neighborinos.
Yeah, like, howdy, my name's Ned. Like, jeez. I would never taken him for a Ned. I mean, I never would take him anywhere because I don't trust his hitchhikers, but, you know. You at home are laughing. I hear you.
I'm laughing.
Well, I didn't mean you at home. I mean, like, the listeners at home. You know, like, I don't know. Let's have some of our listeners send in their names so we can just refer to them. Like, hey, Ned, how you doing? Like, hey, Carlos Mencia, how are you doing? Like, hey. Right,
our last podcast got a thumbs up from, what's this guy's name? Hitler. What a weird name. Hitler. Hitler.
What kind of a name is Adolf?
Adolf? Who?
What kind of name is Masayini?
Heinrich Himmler? Oh, Heinrich Manover.
Fidel Castrate.
George Bush. Oh, this guy's a bush. Lives in a bush. Kiwi bush.
Yeah, like, I got a bush. George Bush? That's bad. That's really bad. It was good. It was very good. It was nice.
Alrighty
then. So, we talked about, I had something prepared. I can't remember. I believe I was going to ask you to follow up on something yesterday, but I've already forgotten what it was.
God damn it, Darren. I say take notes. Come prepared.
I took the note in my head.
Bullshit.
Actually, I do have notes. It's just I wanted to ask you about that. All right. So one cool thing is Goldberg.
My banker?
Who?
Who?
Goldberg.
Oh, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Your daddy.
Oh, you said banker.
What about him?
Oh, he's coming back. Well, he's not coming back, but he's going to be on SmackDown Tuesday? I don't remember if it's Tuesday nights or Thursday nights or Wednesday nights anymore, but he's going to be on the next SmackDown.
Cool. He smacks down on your mama's ass.
He does not, actually.
He does.
But
he bangs your mama, then he's like, who's next?
He gives your mama a sledgehammer, his dick.
Nope. He spears your mama into the bedroom.
He jackknifes your mama all over the bed.
Nope. He has an undefeated streak of banging your mama. He has to beat up Tyrone to keep him away.
He spears your mother's vagina.
Nope.
Yep.
And when it comes to a wrestling shoot, he means shooting inside your mama.
Actually, that's what he meant about, just had the word out. A photo shoot, that's what it's called, not an image shoot. I was trying to think, it's not an image shoot. But yeah, he likes to shoot images of him banging your mama.
Nope.
Yes, it's true.
a botch. The only time he botches is when the condom comes off.
The only time the mama botches is whenever she misspells "I'm a bitch" and she puts "I'm a botch."
Your mama botches at the plastic surgery. Oh my god! Look at this freak! That's Picasso's mother.
That's actually your mother, Keely. Good old Keely, always lying.
Nope. Good old Keely, always telling the truth.
See, who are we going to believe, Keely or the person that never lies, Picasso?
Nope.
Abraham's Lincoln. Wouldn't it be funny if a guy named Abraham had a Lincoln? Like the car?
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, like just have some man walking around like Homer's dad buys a Lincoln. That'd be funny, like make the name of the episode for The Simpsons Abraham's Lincoln. That'd be cool. Maybe they'd have to get permission from Kia? Is that what makes that car?
Ooh, I hate Kias.
I'm not sure, but I know Lincolns are very very popular cars.
They're owned by Ford.
Ford? That's terrible.
You know what Ford stands for? Fix it again, Tony.
No, that's Fiat. That's a Fiat, Dale.
Your mama's a Fiat. A Fiat!
Your mama's a bitch.
Yours.
Yours. Man,
a lot of electric cars, here's a controversial topic. Electric cars, I think they're quite nice. They're, you know, good for the environment, but they look ugly and hideous and fucking shitty. I wouldn't mind driving an electric car if it looked good. Like a Tesla. Yeah, expensive as hell, but $3 to top it up. Not bad. Saves
That's
you money.
That's amazing. I love electric cars. Electric cars are the best cars you can ever get. Like, regardless of whether or not you're having them for a very long time, you're saving the money in gas, like, for sure. Because I'm paying, in my Toyota Corolla, I pay like, it really just depends, but somewhere around about $27 to fill it up.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
And electric cars are silent. Your mama won't hear me coming. She'll be like, I didn't hear your car pull up. And I'll be like, oh, I'm pulling out, alright. Pulling up inside you.
No, that's not at all what the truth is. The truth is actually that is not the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I'm even sorrier that I had to burst my condom whenever I was being your mama.
Nope.
Yes.
Always wrong.
It's very true. What I said is true, not yours.
I am.
But yeah, electric cars are fantastic. But what do you think about Priuses?
Hold on. Let me look up what a Prius looks like.
You don't know what a Prius is?
Prius. Oh my god, they're ugly.
Yeah, they're kind of ugly.
Kind of like the front headlights. They look like angry eyes.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that... I mean, they're amazing cars. They're not very stylish, but they go for like 60 miles per gallon. So, they're insanely good.
Reminds me of a conspiracy theory type of story. It's a story of a couple, they buy a car and it has like amazing mileage. It's like maybe 100, 120 miles to the gallon, something outlandish, something outrageous. And because of that, they can take a shortcut and get to home. Good stuff. So what the wife does, she writes a letter to the company saying, thank you for inventing this car. It's so good on the fuel economy and all that. A few days after she sent that letter, a couple of guys in trench coats open the bonnet, go through her car, and she catches them, they run away, they took something out of her car. Now she's got terrible fuel economy, and it made her think there must be some sort of special chip in there or something that got great fuel economy. Of course, this is just a story, it's not true, it's probably fake and bullshit right. and all that. But that's what it got me thinking of.
Okay, that's very interesting. I like that. The thing about the car, the reason why it's so economically efficient is that it's a hybrid. So, you know, you're smelling your own parts and everything, and, you know, it's your average car. It makes you get a, you know, glass, and you got to fart into it, and you got to, like, put up your nose and be like, you know.
Makes you live in San Francisco.
Yeah, it makes you live in San Francisco, where you got to, like, do a lot of, I believe in an episode, it was referred to as acid. And, yeah, it is the car to own. It's the best car that you can own. But in all seriousness, though, the acceleration on it's terrible. I drove one once. It just felt like it was not going anywhere. Like if it felt like if you floor it, you would just barely go. I don't know if that's just because it doesn't make very much noise while it's moving or what, but it felt like it did not go very, very fast.
Right.
But the thing is, it gets double the miles per gallon that my Corolla gets. Well, not exactly double, but close to double. And I'm sure it's about the same to fill up.
I'm sure. Yes.
It probably gets about 500 miles to the gallon. I mean, not to the gallon, to the tank.
Oh, lord.
Mine gets somewhere around 350 or 400. Depending on how fast you go and everything, you know. If you're on highway or city. But on average, somewhere around 350.
Your mama's a highway. I will ride her all night long.
I am a highway. Your mama's gonna ride me all night. That's a very original joke that I just came up with.
Totally didn't steal it from someone else. Carlos Mencia.
Shut up, Ned.
You're Ned.
Damn it, Flanders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh yeah! Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why are you saying yeah?
Because you said yeah.
All right. What do you think about Alice in Chains?
It's a good band.
Oh.
Your mama's okay. In chains.
Does Alice refer to Alice in Wonderland?
I don't know. A quick Google search should tell us everything.
Well, it doesn't tell you everything. It just tells you everything about the band.
Is there a black guy in Alice in Chains?
Yeah.
How did he get on board?
He's the lead singer.
They went to, Alice in Wonderland. What about Alice in Chains? Put him in bondage.
Ah, that's smart. Yeah, let's just go put some bondage on her. Yeah, it's genius. Right.
And they were going to use the apostrophe like Guns N' Roses, but they already changed the name to Alice in Chains before Guns N' Roses became a household name with Appetite for Destruction.
What? I'm confused.
Alice in Chains could have been Alice in Chains like Guns N' Roses, you know, with the apostrophe.
Oh, like the word in instead of and.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. Like that in would be an apostrophe in, but it's, even though it means the same thing as, even though it looks the exact same as Guns N' Roses, which is, which signifies an and, it looks the same, but it means different. So it's like a homonym.
Or
a homophone? I don't know, you're a homophone.
You use a homophone.
I use a Google Pixel, which is the best phone ever. Go purchase a Google Pixel, fellows. fellow friends.
Hey, we don't have a sponsorship from Google.
No, we don't. We're too poor for that. We have to pay them. Yeah, but... what have you done today? It's really interesting.
Except your call, that's the most interesting part of my day.
Oh, really? That's the most interesting thing you've done all day? Well, I feel bad for you. Okay,
what have you done?
I did quite a bit, actually. I think. What did I do today? That's a good question. I ate breakfast.
Really? That's the most important part of your day? Breakfast?
Well, then I had lunch. Shout out Dr. Hibbert.
Picasso?
I had you. So I had lunch, and then I had dinner. And I also spent some time translating because I am a professional translator by work. That is my job. Just kidding. I am a freelancer, so that's just the way I make a living. So maybe in the future, oh my god, this boombo uses shotgun shells? How does it use shotgun shells? That's a boombo. It goes boom.
Your mom is a bimbo.
No, boombo. You idiot. Well, our viewers know who's right. Me. Well, so you watch BoJack, right?
Yes, every episode.
Cool. Are you ready for the new season?
When's that coming out?
I think during the fall sometime, so a few months.
BoJack Horseman. Go Jack a horse, man!
How's the saying go? Eat my shorts. That's not it. But I don't remember, actually. Like, it's the thing from Bart.
Bart? I Columba?
No. Something man.
Don't have a cow, man.
Oh, that's it. Remember that episode where he, where Bart just, he got famous and he was like on shirts and, no, wait, he said get bent. Yeah, that's what it was. He said get bent. And Flanders was like, get bent? Like the prey?
I remember the episode where it's like a flashback to the first time Bart and Principal Skinner met, and it's like Principal Skinner says to Bart, he says, "Now I'll choose your words very carefully, boy, because they will shape your future and my relationship with you for the rest of time." And Bart looks at everyone, then he says to Skinner, "Eat my shorts." And Skinner goes, "Okay, I'll eat your shorts." Yeah.
Have you ever eaten anybody's shorts?
I ate your mama's shorts. Well, she was still in them. Then I ate her.
I was reading a thing today. It was a meme, and it said something along the lines of, always carry a fork around your pocket, because if somebody comes up and tries to rob you, then you just take the fork out and you say, dear God, thank you for this meal I'm about to have. It's saying that you're a cannibal.
Right.
Yeah, so basically it scares away the bad man. The mugger. Your father, actually.
Yours?
Well, I can't... I'm going to say you're wrong.
You know,
but
right.
I can't prove you wrong. Did you say right? You agree with me? What's wrong with you?
I'm right. I'm not agreeing with you. Agreeing with you is the last thing I want to do. JK.
Well, it's the last thing you want to do, but it's the first thing you're going to do.
Okay. You are absolutely wrong.
Right. You ever heard the song Ich bin ein Ausländer?
I think I've heard the name, but I don't recall the song.
Well, there's a song called Ich bin ein Ausländer. It's like, Ich bin ein Ausländer. It's actually in English.
Sounds like it's from might Rammstein or something.
It does, doesn't it? But it's not.
Ich bin ein Ausländer. Oh, Popolite itself. Cool.
No, Popolite itself.
Popolite itself!
Pop will eat itself.
Dos dios mi amigos.
What?
That's the band that... So that's the album that that song is from.
Oh. What's it called?
Dos dios mi amigos.
Doritos?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, on top!
Doritos, my amigos.
Yeah, very fascinating.
Thank you. Okay.
That is pretty weird. It's an English industrial band, but the label is from Germany.
Really?
They've got the song in German, but the album is in Spanish. The album name is Spanish. It's
actually
weird.
The song is in English. Where the bass is racist. I don't remember the rest.
Your mama's living in America.
It's only the chorus, though, that's in German. It's a good song, too. Yeah, it's like Nine Inch Nails, kinda.
Huh. Nine Inch Nails isn't bad.
No, I'm kidding. It's not like Nine Inch Nails.
I think Trent Reznor did the music for Quake. Or Quake 2.
Trent Reznor did that song, Old Country Road.
Old Country Road.
No, the song with Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X. It's really popular right now. I can't believe you never heard of it.
Why is Billy Ray Cyrus all of a sudden branching out and getting involved with black people and marijuana? He's probably already always done this, but it's just becoming more prominent.
Oh, I don't think we have talked about it, but I did show you the video where he's got those nugs of weed. Oh, I never gave my cents on weed. I'm for it.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, so there was a video with the nugs of weed. Like the nug of weed, it quits his job or something. And remember, like, just that bad quality? Like, he recorded his vocals through, like, a telephone or something?
Yep, I watched the music video, too.
No, I'm asking, like, do you remember that?
I remember it.
Good. Well, in that video, like, I don't know, but it's got, like, no views, but he's, like, the biggest country rap crossover artist of this year so far. And it's also one of the shorter songs of this year. I was surprised by that.
What do you mean surprised? I like
that. It's only 2 minutes. Not many songs are only 2 minutes and 20 seconds and number one of the Hot 100.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I see what you mean.
It's not that bad of a song either. It's just, I'm not a big country person, but considering that it is country and I don't hate it, that's an accomplishment. And it was actually disqualified from the country top 100 because of its rap aspects in it.
I can totally see the reasoning behind it.
But there is, like, half the song is country.
Yes.
It's like, I'm gonna take my horse down an old town road. You know. Oh, by the way, it's just a remix.
So it's not even original.
Well, the original is, it was also a big song. It's just Billy Ray Cyrus is only in the, he's only in the remix. Because in the original, the thing about the original is that the original was on that app TikTok and everybody just loved it. Everybody loved the song, Old Town Road. And so it just got so popular that it was a remix by Billy Ray Cyrus that gained a lot of notoriety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's really interesting just the way that that all came about, because it's kind of like the time that Nelly came out with that song with Tim McGraw. I don't know if you remember, but it was called Over and Over Again. You know, like, because it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. You know that song?
No.
Well, it's a song from 2004. And Nelly, he experimented with country with Tim McGraw, as I mentioned.
Yes.
It's really interesting because that just doesn't happen that all that often. Like Darius Rucker, like he just completely switched over, but he wasn't a rapper. But like, you know, being a black guy, he's not really welcome in the country genre. So he had to work twice as hard.
Oh, that's kind of funny. A black guy just walks in and is like, here's the help, carry my bags. He's like, oh, I'm the musician.
Yeah. The thing about it is, he's actually really good. Like, he's got that song Wagon Wheel, which has a ton of plays. Listens on Spotify. It's got a ton, and it'd be really cool to see black people venture out into country more, because they limit themselves only to rap, and that's so close-minded. It's bad.
And that right reminds me of a scene in the Friday the 13th remake reboot in 2009. Where they've just arrived at the cabin, and the black guy and the white woman are talking, and she's like, you know, you can branch out into other kinds of music. And the black guy goes, what, just because I'm black, that means I have to listen to rap? Can't I listen to something like Green Day? And she's like, okay, well, what kind of music do you like? And the black guy goes, rap.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, I'm just going to assume, based on what everybody else that I've seen listens to, besides maybe a handful of people, because, you know, I do know one black guy, he's a metalhead, he's pretty cool. Actually, I don't really know him, but I know he loves metal. And besides him, I believe that the majority of the black people I know only listen to rap. It's insane. I mean, Gage was kind of okay, because he listened to, Gage was a friend of mine from the past, by the way. He listened to Thrift Shop. He introduced me to Thrift Shop by Macklemore. But at the same time, his favorite song at one point was a song I introduced him to called You're Gonna Go Far, Kid by The Offspring. I don't know if you're familiar with that song, but it's from 2008. And it's a good song. It's a really good song. You know, it's a song that's like, dance, Parker, dance, man, he never had a chance at. No one really knew that it was really only you, so dance, Parker, dance. It's a really good song, though, and I definitely recommend it. And just because that it's, I believe it's categorized as punk, if not, it's definitely rock. So because of that, this has made me feel like I was accomplishing something, you know, like opening somebody's mind to rock. So actually, nowadays, a lot of things I watch on YouTube are actually black people watching rock videos, because that's so cool. I love seeing their minds being open.
Oh, I've seen something like that. It was a big black guy, he looked fat, and his like white girlfriend, and they were reacting to Silent Scream by Slayer, and they're like, oh shit, nigga, this song's about abortion.
I was watching two Christians. And they were both white, of course. It doesn't matter the skin color. They were, it matters their religion. Two Christian people, they were watching American Jesus by Bad Religion. And the first thing I thought was, oh, they're gonna rip this up, saying like, oh, they're like Satanists or something. But they actually took the actual message of the song, and they actually interpreted it in a relatively good way. Like, the song is basically criticizing, I guess, religion and society. For example, I guess it doesn't directly mention Jimmy Swagger, but it's probably a big influence on the song, because one of the parts of the song that I always remember is, I don't remember, but the point of it is that, the line is, he's a preacher on TV with false sincerity. So, yeah. Basically, I feel like that they caught the real message of the song, that it's not criticizing religions, that it's just it's criticizing society in general. Because the chorus, you know, it's like, we've got the American Jesus, see him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day. Yeah, it's a really good song. It's fantastic for anybody that's into an intellectual band, first of all. And so, yeah, I definitely recommend it. But just the thing with the black people that are, I always assume that they're going to like rap music because that's the way it is. Like, that's just what happens.
Just the way they're just, it is.
Exactly. That's ironic because Tupac, but they just they're socialized into liking rap because most of the time, if you look around the classroom, most of the black people in the class, they're probably friends with the other black people in the class, right? I mean, if they're friends with white people will probably listen to rap too, right? Like, that's what happened to me. And if not, then maybe with some other minorities. Like, for example, I was going to a frat party. It was actually a minority frat party. Not really minority. It was more, multicultural. That's the word they use. It's multicultural. And so at this frat party, you know, it's mainly like black people and Latinos and whatnot. And the great people, by the way. But the thing about it is there's not much diversity there, which is dangerous to society. And I'm sure you're against that. But when you have diversity like that, like not like that, but like when you have diversity, for example, like all the cultures together, you have a black guy that likes rock and rap and maybe country if it's a thing. It's not mine, so I'm not going to say that. Or pop. You know, you have a white guy that listens to rap, and I don't know if hip-hop's any different because I'm not a huge rap fan. I love Eminem and a few other rappers. But pretty much, if you have everybody being me, with the inclusion of country and maybe not black metal, but, you know, a lot of different genres, what I'm saying. Because you have gems in every, like G-E-M-S, you have gems in every genre. Like, for example, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. That's a masterpiece. But then you also have, like in rock, like, what's his face? This YouTuber named No Life Shaq, that's his name.
Shaquille O'Neal?
No, but you'd probably mistake him for that if I just said, yeah, Shaq. No, his YouTube channel name is No Life Shaq. And this guy, he reacted to Freebird along with many other rock songs. Like, he's been listening to Slipknot, and he's always talking about, like, wow, I've always been so close-minded with music. And this is my journey off into metal. And he even bought himself a wig to headbang and, you know, all this stuff. Because he's already familiar with all the rap and everything in the world. So he starts listening to all this metal and stuff. And he's like, wow, this is really good. I love it. I see why people like this. And it's not just metal, of course. You know, it's also, Southern rock. And of course, Leonard Skinner, as I mentioned. He didn't know how to pronounce that, by the way. He was like, I hope I'm saying this right. But I believe he was saying it right to begin with, so it wasn't bad. It's just, he has a really deep accent that kind of bothers me because I'm not a big fan of accents. I believe he's from South Carolina or somewhere like that. But he was actually mentioned by this guy, this comedian, Chris D'Elia. D'Elia, because he did a reaction to one of them to Eminem's new song with Logic. At the end of the song, Chris D'Elia, he does an impression of Eminem, and so they put his impression at the very end of the song. And Chris D'Elia, he watched the reaction of the song, and the reaction was by No Life Shaq, of course. And so in a live shack, a few hours later, he was like, "Whoa, that's so cool!" And I'm on his YouTube, and you know, Chris Elliott is pretty famous one. He's probably been on Comedy Central a few times. I really don't know very much about him, but the reason why I know who he is because he was on the show called Whitney, and it starred Whitney Cummings, and Whitney Cummings was really cool. I haven't heard much about her since, but the show was pretty okay. It got canceled after the two or three seasons, but it had Jane, you know, Jane, what's her name? She played Lois. I'm trying to capture your attention, motherfucker.
No, you're not. You're just rambling on about shit no one cares about.
No, I am, actually.
You are, actually, yeah.
No, I am trying to get your attention. With Jane Kronowski? I'm just going to say something like that. Anyway, so that's what that show was. It had the Lady of Pueblos as some other Whitney Cummings. Well, I'll stop rambling now.
Okay, thank you. I just checked. We're about an hour and 12 minutes into it, and we probably covered maybe two or three controversial topics.
That's fine.
We covered a good bit. You spent a long time rambling on.
Well, as you told me yesterday, more time rambling is better than a long time of silence.
Funny rambling, I specified.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Well, be my guest to interject sometime.
Oh, okay. I shall leap in with offensive jokes.
Fine, I guess. If you want to.
I'm sorry, folks. Probably this should. May be the very last episode. We're going to be canceling the breakup, going solo. Hi, I'm Picasso. You may know me from a podcast we did once. Good times. Oh, two
that
episodes.
That was a terrible impression of me. Because I am Picasso. My name is Picasso. I am Picasso. I am the one and only Picasso.
I am Picasso. I am Picasso. One and only Picasso.
You sound like Michael Jefferson from South Park.
Now that's ignorant.
Yeah. I had never heard Michael Jackson curse until an interview with Oprah. I think even then he only said penis.
Whoa. And there was like, doo-doo whoa, all over the walls. It stuck so bad.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, in one interview he said that there was like doo-doo all over the walls.
Doo-doo?
Doo-doo. He didn't say shit, he didn't say feces, he didn't say poo or poop, he said doo-doo.
And doo-doo your mama.
Nope.
Yes.
I'm going to beat it to your mama's house. Just beat it to your mama's house. Just beat it to your mama's house. Just beat it. Ooh!
I don't know if you realize it, but the song Beat It by Michael Jackson, it's very, very dirty. Like, just beat it. Like,
and just beat it off. Know. Just beat it.
Exactly.
In the classroom. Just grab your, go and rub your meat.
That could actually be a part of my, that part of my set.
Yeah, it's a good one. Hey guys, did you know that Michael Jackson's song Beat It is offensive? Just beating it. Come on guys, laugh. Laugh with me, damn it.
I'd be like, just beat it. If you want to be bad, just beat it. You know? Because just think about it. If you're bad, you typically want to be beating it, you know?
Your mama's bad. She's beating it right now. Beating her penis.
No.
Yep.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
I am the right one.
Well, I mean, you're certainly not. You're certainly not the left one because you're certainly far right.
Nope. Your mama got banged by the Wright brothers. She sent them flying.
So you know why they call it the Wright? because they're right.
We've got a hate-powered plane. It's called the. It's made by the alt-right brothers. By Wilbur and Adolf.
Oh, that's terrible.
And there goes our sponsorship. Yoink, taking yep. it back.
Yeah, there goes the sponsorship as well. You should say that.
The sponsorship went Adolf ages ago, because we already mentioned Adolf. Going to do a shout-out. Yeah. Who is Adolf? What a name.
Please explain to the audience who Adolf is. Ah, oh, that's my uncle. Hello, Uncle Adolf. How you doing today, Uncle Adolf?
And then, next thing you know, you end the podcast, you look out your window, there's a crowd of Jewish people outside. Down with Picasso!
Sitting in a tree.
Hey, guys! Are you here for autographs?
Kiwi and Picasso are not fair. Kiwi and Picasso are in there.
They're in there. Get them.
Talking about Adolf Hitler. Not enjoying the... I don't have anything to say.
I know, right? So I guess it's around that time we start winding down this episode.
Yeah, and by winding down, you mean saying goodbye.
Yes. Winding down on your mother from above.
No. So long, farewell.
Let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves a treat.
So go to the lobby and bang your mama.
Nope, your mama is my treat. Alright, so just to recap what we covered in today's episode. I honestly don't remember.
Oh, by the way, there was no quiz today.
There's no what now?
Quiz.
Quiz? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no quiz. It's fine. No homework either. The homework is to listen to the other episodes.
Your homework is to donate to us. Your homework yeah, exactly. is to spread the word of Kiwi and Picasso wide.
Yes, kind of like we split your mama's wide.
Nope, I spread your mama wide.
Nope. It's not true. It's not
talking
true at
to
all.
Your mama's pussy game. I hear echoes.
Echoes. Who's
echoes,
that?
Yeah, like the pink.
Like an Amazon Echo? No. You hear an Amazon Echo?
Okay, so what we covered in today's episode, I remember gun control.
I don't even know, man.
I remember the Alamo. That's a good one.
That was a good one. Jinx.
Hive mind.
Okay, well, that's an episode, you guys. So we'll definitely be creating more of these, and we hope to see you guys in the next one, because there will be a next one.
Oh, God, no.
Yes, there will be. So, again, this has been... Picasso!
And Kiwi!
Yeah, he took a second to realize it was your cue.
Nope.
Alright, you guys. So, have a good day. Enjoy whatever you're doing. If you guys are exercising, then enjoy. If you guys are not exercising, then you should probably reevaluate what you're doing with your day.
If you're playing Fortnite, you should reevaluate your life.
That only goes for the audience because this is what I'm doing while I'm podcasting. So
currently what I'm doing is beating it. Just beating it!
No. So anyway, you guys, have a good day and enjoy your lives. And we will catch you guys in the next episode. Also, do not get used to these coming out every day because that's not the way this will work.
Some days we'll forget.
Some days that will not happen.
Because Darren will be on a binging on drugs. I'm too high to do a show.
Wrong.
You'd be so high you'll think you are Picasso.
Are you saying I'm not?
You're not.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, Sweet Pea!
I've never heard of something so wrong in my life. I am Picasso.
You just said the thing that is wrong.
Well, see, the thing is, I only speak the truth. My truth is what comes out of my mouth. Truth.
Everything bad comes out your mouth and also your ass.
Michael Jackson doesn't.
No, that's ignorance.
Because he's bad. Michael Jackson bad.
Hey, Blanket, come play with me.
What did you call me, you little bitch?
I'm with your mama under the blanket.
That's not true at all. Is your blanket like around 18 now or 15 now, something like that?
Probably. I moonwalk into your mama's bedroom.
No, you don't.
Yep. And I put the glove on one hand and shove it up your mama's ass.
Well, you're so poor that you took off one of those shiny things from the glove and you put that onto a circular ring-shaped aluminum foil, and that's how you proposed to your mama. And your mama said,
nope.
You stupid. Nope.
Nope. Yours.
That's not true. Anyway, we need to say goodbye.
Okay.
So, it's been a very good podcast, you guys, and I'm glad
to
spend time with all of you guys because, as a Kiwi and Picasso family, we all must stay together, and we always must remember that we all have each other's backs.
Yeah, and we always rip on each other.
We do, and we always remember that that is not serious.
Yeah, so don't take it seriously, guys. We all love each other. I especially love Picasso's mother.
Well, he meant to say father.
Nope. Yo, mama. In fact, after I hang up, I'm going to call her. I'll be right over, bitch!
Nope.
Yep.
She just told me right now. She said, he's a liar. And I said, oh.
Yeah, I'm going to bang the mother of a painter. Her face is a canvas. Time to paint it with cum.
Well, you see, your parents were the artists, and you are the artwork.
Nope, yours.
Yeah, I mean everyone's.
Your parents were insane artists. In fact, your dad cut off his own dick.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. And you put it in the fridge, and then you put it into a Subway sandwich. Mm-mm.
Well, it was actually you that did that to your own fathers.
You and yours.
You.
Huey, Dewey, and Huey.
That was a good one. I commend you for that one. All right, well, that's all for today's show, and we hope you guys come back for the next show. And as I've said a million times before, hope you guys have a good day. This has been Picasso.
And this has been Kiwi. See you on the flip. Flip your mama over in bed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You.